1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. He's here once again. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. He did survive the inflatable horse race at Evans Touched the Truck. We'll talk about that.
We can. I'm just trying to adjust my mic here. I feel like I fell off a horse here. But I'm back in the saddle here.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's good to see you. Let's get right to our list on the agenda. Certainly topping the list, and topping the list pretty much as always, of the discussion around homelessness and housing. The unhoused, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jamie, this is the item that, you know, as I came into this responsibility, as with most mayors across Ontario, across Canada, homelessness is a challenge. And so I continue to have those conversations with everybody, you know, daily conversations with city staff. You know, media is one thing where, you know, where city staff is working at maybe moving an individual that is under sheltered, and then you get photos online depicting staff, you know, being referred to as not being respectful, etc. But they work hard, our city staff. And so I continue to have those conversations, including with all stakeholders, including those that are under sheltered. I want a big shout out to the St. Paul's Church that Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, they have breakfast from 7:30 to 9:30. And last Thursday I was there and had a great meeting. I came in and sat down and got a coffee, and in the end, everybody had come to my table, and they were all underhoused individuals, all but one, a female. All the rest were men, and we had a conversation around homelessness and weather, etc. And so it's near and dear, and I continue to work on that, and I thank our city staff for their work, and we are, you know, with the weather changing, you know, our thoughts around the care of individuals, you know, as we navigate the winter months.
Okay, and also a big topic these days is passenger rail service, kind of where we are currently with that.
Thank you. And once again, those, you know, we have two new ministers at the federal level, Rodriguez, and at the provincial level with regards to transportation, Sakira. And, you know, we continue to have those conversations. We have a new individual on staff, Emily Robson, who's our corporate initiatives lead. She's new to it, so I'm certainly utilizing her. It's one of those things with regards to squeaky wheel. Let's continue to push rail wheel in this case. But we had a virtual meeting with Transport Canada yesterday, and their key challenges with regards to passenger rail is car stock and locomotive stock equipment, and sharing the rails with CN. And so we continue to advocate for increased rail service. We know looming here is the GO train, October the 13th. So we continue to advocate for that rail 85-86 returning to Stratford. And then we have to also look at other options of connecting to rail that is available in communities close by, whether it's Kitchener, whether it's Woodstock, whether it's London, and look at options with regards to busing people to those spots. So that is certainly a precious concern to me as well, which impacts student travel, tourism, regular travel of individuals going into Toronto for activities, whether it's work, etc. So, yes. And so to that end, I continue to build allyships. And last week I was down to Kitchener and visited with Mayor Vermanovic with regards to both those issues, homelessness and housing, and passenger rail. And once again, when you go to meetings and you're advocating, whether it's for increased housing or for rail service, so I continue to work with those mayors that are in proximity, that have the same challenges and would benefit in this case from increased passenger rail service.
Okay, it's also back to school time, Martin, yes. And pedestrian crossovers. We got to remind people to slow down and again be aware of those pedestrian crossovers.
Yeah, you know, just slowing up and start your trip a little earlier if you're leaving the house and you know you've got to be in across town. Start start the trip. It all starts where, you know, how much time do you leave to get to a destination? So start your trip a little earlier and, you know, be mindful of those pedestrian crossovers. And you know, that's a good segue into council just passed a the spending of $119,000 on three additional pedestrian crossovers.
Okay.
It's investing in the resident safety, and those three are the Downey at Bruce location, the Romeo at McCarthy location, and Lorne Ave at St. Vincent. Those locations will be similar with regards to, you know, the advance signs, the flashing beacons, the button for the individual to push that wishes to cross. I remind people that even if you push the button, you know, have a look both ways. Mm-hmm. Don't assume the flashing light's going to stop a car. And so they're similar to the ones that's up on Romeo and Devon as you cross Romeo and Devon. Very similar. And then we have referred the McCarthy Place crossing to the bus shelter to the 2024 budget. But those are key with regards to the safety of our residents. And as you mentioned, with school back in, to our smaller residents.
Absolutely. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, Martin, we know things are getting sort of a makeover, if you will, with regards to road work, with regards to the tennis courts that look great after the makeover. But let's talk about National Stadium, a little bit of a makeover.
Yeah, community service, they're always busy and providing, you know, excellent facilities and redoing facilities. And, you know, I look back to the National Stadium. That goes back to the impact of the GTR shops, the Grand Trunk Railroad shops. You know, all those recreational, a lot of the recreation that we see today, sports, all began with the shops. And so certainly this sports iconic venue is getting a makeover, as you mentioned earlier, with the installation of a new steel roof. And once again, an investment of $250,000. You know, when we look forward in advance to our tourism, you know, plan that's going forward, certainly the sports tourism, this location will play a major part.
Okay, we've got a big event coming up this Friday. Events actually happening across Huron Perth, but near and dear to your heart and our hearts is a big kickoff happening Friday.
Yes, you know, I'm going to get a little preamble. As you mentioned, each community in Perth, Huron, each major community have their community cabinets and committees. St. Mary's kicks off tonight. I'm down for a hoedown in St. Mary's tonight for a few minutes. And then on Friday, we kick off United Way Perth Huron in Stratford in Market Square at from noon to 1:30. You know, once again, they will announce the total goal of the campaign, and then our local cabinet will identify what Stratford. You know, and you'll get the updates as you move forward with Elizabeth Cooper. A reminder of the great work with Ryan Erb and his team that support so many individuals, but so many organizations that are the boots on the ground that have the wherewithal to do what has to be done in our community. And we know right now, with the challenges of increase, the inflation, whether it's food or whether it's housing, et cetera, puts more challenges, not only financial challenges, but, you know, the mental health challenges that go with it as well. So a big shout out. Can't wait to see the beginning of that and the work throughout the campaign.
Absolutely. Get your tickets at the Erie Street location for United Way Perth Huron for the Stratford kickoff. That's happening Friday at Market Square. Youth and Action Grants.
Connected to United Way, you know, I thought I'd put this in because as we go back to school, Youth in Action grants are there for individuals to apply for to address issues, pressing issues in our youth. And so we know that going back to school even brings a whole different, you know, new realm of activities and concerns. So if you're interested, go to the United Way website, ages 14 to 24, 25, I should say. Take a look at that, and maybe there's something there for you and some peers to take a look at, and what can you do to make a difference for our youth and our community.
So much happening for the month of September. Let's remind folks about National Day for Truth and Reconciliation.
Yes, and the reason why I'm bringing this up early is we are not going to do the traditional ceremony at City Hall this year. We have reached out to our Indigenous communities, and we have to be respectful of what they feel is necessary or their wishes with regards to the truth and reconciliation and the journey that we are all on, you know, with regards to that. So we're not doing the traditional in front of City Hall. We are doing a number of, you know, when you look to the call to the actions, we're focusing on this month, on over the next couple of months, actually, on the call to action number 57. And that's about educating, and particularly educating our staff about truth and reconciliation and the challenges with within our Indigenous communities as a result of colonization. So, you know, I remind people to go on the platform at the Stratford Public Library. It is an amazing platform that's been developed and gives you all kinds of information and links to information, whether it's buying an orange T-shirt, you know, whether you are personally being challenged with regards to issues around truth and reconciliation. Our main focus, too, moving forward, is finding a physical space so that people can, in that physical space, outdoor physical space, where they can go to reflect and perhaps learn as well. So lots going on there. A big shout out to, you know, to our DEI lead, Kevin Bunnell, for his work on that, but also the support through the Stratford Perth Library, Stratford Public Library.
All right, we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and Martin, let's wrap things up with a number of shout outs. We have an event that's coming up, an event that you took part in also, and a shout out for the good folks with Richard and Ruth Kneider and Simple Dreams.
They never rest. That Kneider family never rest. You know, I want to promote what Richard's doing and Ruth is doing, the 100 people willing to donate $100 each. And I'm on board, a little bit of a challenge out there.
Nice.
I'm on board where what they're trying to do, and we talked about the challenges in our, you know, in our economy today and how it impacts individuals. So their goal is to have 100 people donate $100 and therefore provide a Thanksgiving a meal of a turkey, potatoes, veggies, dressings, pie. That'll all go through Bethel Church, I believe, on October the 5th. But check that out on Simple Dreams. Once again, providing an opportunity, you know, for people that may not have the means to celebrate Thanksgiving, which I think is perhaps the most important event in our country, where regardless of, you know, what you believe, what you do, you should have a chance to, you know, earmark that as your day of thankful.
And we've got great community events that have been happening. Walk for Parkinson's.
Yeah, I was involved with that. And wow, you know, a big shout out to Barb and her team. Their goal was, I think, 38,000. I think they're going to surpass 70,000. So amazing.
Yeah.
I was down to Evans Touch a Truck. As you know, September is the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And that celebration continues from the tragic death of Evan in 2015 to cancer. So, you know, it was a great community event. You go down to St. Mary's to visit with Stratford people. And we had a great time and with the horse races and other activities.
Yeah, and that was a very popular video, shall we say, on our Facebook page as well.
I didn't watch it. I didn't want to humiliate myself by watching it.
You're a good sport, Martin. So again, chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and again, that we remind folks lots of events happening this weekend, including One Cares Grand Parade. There's the Stratford Rotary Dragon Boat Festival. There's the Terry Fox Run on Sunday. And Martin, I'll just let it to you to wrap things up. Anything else you want to spotlight?
You know, certainly the Chef School celebrating their 40th. So many of those individuals that leave chef school, I think it's like 98% of the men and women that graduate from there are employed in the restaurant industry. And the number that are in town as restaurant owners themselves. So a shout out as they go through their 40th year. I want to, and I haven't put this down, but a shout out for myself. Mayor's Breakfast is coming up.
Yes.
Go online there. I completely forgot about that. But that's October the 5th.
That's
take
nice.
A look there. Once again, a huge thank you to Arden Park, the Hayter family, for supporting me and continuing this piece that was initiated by former Mayor Matheson. Stratford Fall Fair.
My goodness.
It is here September the 21st to the 24th. Free admission, a great event for family. especially Thursday night as our ladies auxiliary have the family meal, certainly on that. Check us out online. So many things. We had a meeting last night, kind of fine-tuning things and going, whoa, did we do that? And so, yes, that's coming up. It's always a community event, especially with free admission. You can come as many days as you want. And the last piece, and we had a meeting about this yesterday as well, on December the 3rd, we're thinking the Santa Claus parade of lights.
We're not even to October yet.
We're not through any of the precious things like Remembrance Day, etc., which we should, hold dear until, and hold off our talks. But I just put that out there as people think about maybe a float, December the 3rd. On the lakeside route, again, from 5 to 6:30. Lots going on in Stratford. So much to be proud of as a community. So, there's opportunities for everybody to get involved and be part of our community.
City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, thanks so much again for your time. And I guess we'll chat in early October.
Yes, so. I'm away on different activities, but certainly my heart's never far away from Stratford.